As awareness grows about inclusivity and accessibility, communities locally and worldwide are beginning to recognize the critical role sign language plays in fostering connection and understanding. To this effect, President and Founder of the Voice of the Disabled, VOD, Cheryl Adams, is encouraging government and non-government organizations to make sign language an integral part of their training.
Let's face it, we are all living in society, we are all living in communities, and there are times when some injustice are going to hand out, and these persons are going to need to go and make their report. The police need to be able to understand what these persons who come to complain is saying to them. So that's why the police officers should learn sign language. It should be included in their curriculum. So when they're having the police training school, they should try and have sign language as part of the curriculum. I also believe the same for the nurses working on the mat ward persons, the nurses and doctors and police officers and teachers. As a matter of fact, everyone in the community should learn sign language, because you're going to need to communicate with the hearing impaired or deaf sometime or the other in life. Even churches need to start doing sign language as well. So you need to be able to minister to them when they come to the church.
Adams says to promote inclusivity of deaf persons and persons with hearing impairments, the Voice of the Disabled will be hosting a 6-week sign language course at the center in Sanssouci in the month of January of 2025.
And this group of people are being left out too often, and it is important that sign language become a very, very important subject across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We are looking to have a sign language class in January, which we are hoping to start this second Monday in the new year. But unfortunately though, this class is going to be a limited class. So for the sign language class, I am targeting nurses, police officers, of course, members of Voice of the Disabled staff, and other persons in the community that may be interested. This is going to be our second sign language class, so we're looking forward to that.
Adams also talks about the organization's upcoming projects in the new year. She expresses gratitude to the persons and businesses that supported the Voice of the Disabled in 2024 and calls for continued support in 2025.
For 2025, should the Lord allow us to cross over, we are just going to continue with our projects, Jeff Agriculture. We also have the project from the Church of God of Latter-day Saints. We also have the Conservation Fund project to complete, and other projects coming on stream. We are going to continue with our Braille and IT, our agriculture, and we also hope to have literacy class. I am also looking forward to continue out in the community, my outreach program, where I normally go and visit the shut-in, those persons who are disabled. I just want to say, don't forget Voice of the Disabled County to support us by calling 432-1739, 432-1739. Come on board and work with us. We are doing great things at Voice of the Disabled, and we just want to say thanks.
President and Founder of the Voice of the Disabled, VOD, Cheryl Adams. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.